During a sitting of the Executive Committee on Wednesday, the 26th of August, and while setting the agenda, and prior to the first matter being discussed, which was a report on the sewage reticulation of the city, the DA requested that the agenda be adapted and that the committee be appraised on an update regarding the plumbers that have not been at work for quite some time, resulting in several thousand open faults being on the system. This in contrast to a earlier communication from the municipality, wherein the mayor indicated that the situation had been resolved, an agreement had reached, and the plumbers would start working. The mayor agreed to place it on the agenda, but then moved it towards the end of the meeting, and at which time the chairperson of the relevant committee, Councillor Mdume Nkosi, basically read out the press release as it stood. The DA's question was one matter that seemed very pertinent and appeared omitted from the report was the premium that the city was expected to pay to the CIP contractors to facilitate the management of these contractors. The mayor then quickly put the matter aside and said that that was not relevant. The DA indicated that it was absolutely pertinent to get an answer to it because that premium would have to be footed by the ratepayers of the city. And previously, there was a 15% offered from the city, whereas the CIP contractors also demanded that the plumbers contribute 15%, so effectively a 30% premium. With the new negotiations, it would appear that the plumbers would not be contributing 15%, hence the DA's question to what agreement did the city come and what was the percentage that the city was prepared to pay over the CIPs for this facilitation. And now that goes against the background that the city spent in the region of 800 million on plumbers in the previous financial year, and a 15% on that would equate to approximately 120 million, and a 30% would equate to 240 million premium that the city might have to pay, or the ratepayers then rather have to carry to facilitate that. That is 240 between five contractors. The mayor brushed it aside, refused to discuss it, and abruptly closed the meeting without that. The DA feels that that was absolutely unfounded and unnecessary. The ratepayers of the city have a right to know, and the executive committee had the right to be appraised of the discussions that went on with the mayor behind closed doors. And to the best of our knowledge, there were also no officials. So the mayor seems to be assuming the role of the accounting officer. And at the end of the day, the city and the people need to know what is being discussed behind closed doors, because there's no plumbers that we have observed on the streets yet.